Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellmead, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Afrida Love, and I would like to wish you all a Merry Christmas. And for those who do not celebrate Christmas, I will tell you that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I have a special segment today, and as I was meditating the last 5 seconds within the ministry about what, you know, God would give me to say, we're going to speak about spiritual gifts. But first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the life that you have given. We thank you for each blessing that you have given unto us, Heavenly Father. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for what you did, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we're asking you, would you continue to keep us under your care, Heavenly Father? Bless those who are in distant lands. Bless those who are in the city, states, countries. Just touch each person, Heavenly Father, and cover them with your love, Heavenly Father. Lord, no matter what circumstances are going on for those who are in the hospital, those who are in the convalescent homes, those who are not in a home at all, we're asking you, would you continue to watch over them and keep them in your protection and care, Lord. We thank you for giving us the wisdom and knowledge and blessing us to have something to say on each broadcast, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just opening up doors. We thank you for platforms. We thank you for people. We thank you for just being who you are once again, Lord. We're asking that you bless this broadcast to be something that is acceptable in your sight. Lord, we're asking that you bless each child this day. Lord, we're asking that you help us to understand you more and to appreciate you more as we grow older. Lord, we thank you for the years. We thank you for this year, although it's not over yet. We're asking that you continue to keep us in your protection and to help us to set our eyes forward where we may see your divine blessings, where we may see your divine revelations in which we can share with the people. Lord, once again, we thank you for this day because this is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and glad in it. And then, Lord, we're asking that you just continue to help the people with the word of God and help this to be something that is necessary, something that is needed to help someone somewhere or help many people in many places. Lord, once again, we thank you for the word, and I'm asking that you decrease me and increase you and allow the words to come out of my mouth that is of you and what you would have it to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And once again, Merry Christmas. I'm going to read a scripture. It is actually 1 Corinthians 13:13. And it reads, "And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love." I have read to you 1 Corinthians 13:13. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and seekers of his holy word. And today I'm going to briefly discuss with you spiritual gifts. We know that today many individuals receive gifts wrapped. We also know that today the significance of this day is that Jesus was born a long time ago. And we celebrate this day in awe of who Jesus is and what he has done. I encourage you to begin to read the Bible or study your Bible and look at all the miracles performed, raising people up from the dead, making fishermen of men, forgiving sins, allowing people to see who are blind spiritually and physically, putting people on the right road, such as the Damascus Road. People who were in fires did not get burned. in looking at the birth of Jesus Christ, his mother was denied, but she had the most valuable, or she gave birth to the most valuable son on earth, and we're still talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, this subject is to some people controversial, but we know that at the end of the day, Jesus is the reason for everything, for our living and for our moving and have our being and having our beings. But I encourage you to read the Bible and to just celebrate Jesus not only on the 25th of December, but celebrate him throughout the year. And I want to say this for those who are maybe Jehovah's Witnesses or individuals, and I see an ad is about to come up, but that's okay. Those individuals, Jehovah is God. It's kind of like, you know, nicknames. Jehovah is God. So I encourage you to read and study the Word of God because it is essential, and God is to be reverenced and to be loved by all because he is the one who gave us life. Okay, speaking of spiritual gifts, and we all know that many individuals wrapped gifts and many individuals open those wrapped gifts, and now the paper is probably in the trash. If you do recycle the paper, you will use it once more, and then it will go in the trash. But that is not the point. The point is today we're going to talk about spiritual gifts as we approach the 2014 year. And I want you to feast your eyes in 1 Corinthians 12, and I'm going to give you a minute to look that up because some people actually want to look that up. You know, I see a couple of callers online. Some people actually want to look that up, so I'm going to give you time. 1 Corinthians 12. Okay, as you're looking forward, in 1 Corinthians 12, we learn about the spiritual gifts which are given to God's people, and these gifts are given by the Holy Spirit for the common good. Matter of fact, in verse 11, we find that the gifts are given according to God's sovereign, which means as God determines. I was listening to a minister about 3 days ago, and this person said that basically when we are in the womb, Jesus already knows our purpose. So the birth of people is a gift. But throughout this life, God calls all of us to something or somewhere in order to work for Jesus Christ, and some of us answer. And these are the gifts that are given to those who answer. In Ephesians 4:12, it tells us that these gifts are given to prepare God's people for service and for building up the body of Christ. So we find that 1 Corinthians and Ephesians, we find that the gifts are given, and I'm repeating this on purpose, the gifts are given by the Holy Spirit for the good of the people. And Ephesians go on to tell us that these gifts are given to prepare God's people for service and for building up the body of Christ. Okay, now we're going to speak a little bit about the different ministry gifts, and then I'm going to give you a couple of verses so that you can go and look up these gifts. Now, we all know that in the Bible, and I keep referring to this verse because it is relevant when we're speaking of spiritual gifts, because today, as I said, is Christmas, and so a lot of people are focusing on the gifts, but we're not really looking at the giver of the gifts. But there's more than physical gifts in which people can touch or gifts that are tangible. We have ministry gifts. So some people are called to be apostles, okay? This person establishes and builds churches, plants churches. They may function in many or all of the ministry gifts. This person is known to be, if you look at your hands, the thumb of your hand, which is the strongest of all the fingers, and is able to touch every finger, okay, with ease. So I want you to hold up five fingers, or hold up your, you know, fingers, and I want you to look at your thumb. Move your thumb a little bit, and I want you to touch your thumb on each one of your fingers, Okay? This is what an apostle does. Apostle touches and plants churches, goes from place to place planting churches. Now, I want you to try it with your index finger. I'm just going to say your index. It's kind of hard, right? It's a kind of a stretch. You have to actually bring over, for instance, your pinky to get to your index. With the thumb is able to touch with ease. All right, try that. Just try it sometime. That's what an apostle does. A prophet. Talk about a prophet. This is another gift that doesn't need to be wrapped, and you don't need to. God just asks that you say yes, and that you open up this gift with your mind, and that you begin to speak prophetically according to what God has given you, not what you want to say. The prophet means foretell in the sense of speaking for another. You're speaking for God. A prophet functions as God's mouthpiece, speaking forth God's word. The prophet is the index finger, a pointer finger, points to the future and points out sin, points to the future. So look at your index finger, okay? Your index finger is what a prophet does. They look towards the future. Now, you notice that if you're trying to point your index finger in any direction, you can't point it backwards with ease, okay? You cannot point it backwards with ease. A prophet does not focus on what's behind. A prophet is a foreteller. They're able to discern what God is saying, and they look towards the future. And I want to be very clear when we talk about ministry gifts. A prophet and a fortune teller are two different people. A prophet is from God. A fortune teller, they use their hands, I'm assuming, but they ask you questions. A prophet uses visual sight, okay? And so when you think about your index finger, all right, it's your pointer finger. Those prophets look forward. That is a ministry gift. Everyone is not able to prophesy, okay? You have, that's why in the Bible it says you have false prophets as well, okay? So we have the apostle, which is the thumb, the strongest of all the fingers, able to touch every finger with ease, okay? That's what the apostle does, goes around and establishes and builds churches, all right? Prophet looks toward the future, okay, which means they go forward, all right? Forward thinking, just think about that, forward thinking. An evangelist is called to be a witness for Jesus Christ. This person works for the local church to bring people into the body of Christ where they can be discipled. This person may evangelize through music, drama, preaching. This is the middle finger, the tallest one who stands out in the crowd. They draw a lot of attention, but they are called to serve the local body. Let me tell you a little bit about evangelism. We know that the bad finger is not good to point, okay? But in order to prove a point, the evangelist is the one who stands out the most. If you point that finger, people are going to know what you're talking about. But this person really stands out in the crowd, okay, because they actually they're actually inclined to music, acting, preaching, and they have creative ways of conveying the message to the people. They draw a lot of attention, and they are called to serve the local body of Christ, okay? And I know you're wondering, what's the difference between an evangelist and a pastor? And we're going to talk about that in a minute, okay? The evangelist and the pastor, all right? But the evangelist stands out in the crowd because the evangelist moves. They move from place to place, city to city. They are known to attract attention. They are known for their innate abilities to convey messages. They're great teachers. They are just inclined with gifts. I mean, it's like the music gift, the music department is within them. The preaching is within them. They're able to act out things. They're able to make things come to life. For instance, if they're reading the Bible, they're able to make those words come to life where people can actually understand them. And that's what draws the attention to evangelists. You know, that's what draws their attention or people's attention. Let's talk about the pastor. Okay, the pastor is the shepherd of the church, okay? A true shepherd, according to this research as well, lays down his or her life for the sheep, all right? The pastor is known to be the ring finger, meaning that this particular minister is married to the church, the overseer, nurture, and guide to the church. Now, when we speak about the church, okay, the church is filled, and we're going back to that guide that I'm speaking of, the church is filled with men and women. Therefore, all right, I always have commercials. I'm going to have to fix this. Therefore, because of this, the pastor is the overseer, which means that the pastor takes care of the church, all of the duties of the church and all of that great stuff. All right? Let's talk about the teacher. The teacher and the pastor are often a shared office, but not always. The teacher lays the foundation and is concerned with detail and accuracy. For instance, your Sunday school teachers, the individuals who instruct the Baptist Training Union, your the ushers, the ones who are over the ushers, the president, the vice president, they love research and they validate truth. The teacher is the pinky finger. Although the teacher seems small compared to the pastor, the evangelist, the prophet, the apostles, these individuals, they dig into tight, dark places, and they are shining lights, and they pick apart the word of truth. This is how we understand how to function within the church. It's because of our teachers, our Sunday school teachers, our pastors who also serve as teachers for instance, Wednesday night service, BTU, you know, our Vacation Bible School, those particular teachers, they are very significant. Although the pinky is very small, the pinky has a lot of, has a big job, okay? So we can't basically say, okay, well, you're just the pinky or you're just the ring finger, so you're insignificant. All five of your fingers are significant. Okay, so let's go back real quick, because I'm about to leave this ministry gift section. Apostle, that's our thumb, all right? Goes from place to place, all right? Touch all your fingers, all right? Prophet, point forward. They tell what God is getting ready to do. Evangelist, the middle finger, stands out in the crowd. Everybody knows who this evangelist is. They're very dominant in the ministry world. The pastor, the ring finger, the pastor is the overseer, takes care of the church. The teacher, although the teacher is the pinky, this is your shining light. This is the person who allows you or gives instruction on how the church should be run. And these are people we should listen to, all right? When we talk about the manifestation of gifts, all right, the manifestation of gifts are to reveal the power of God, because some people say, okay, I'm a prophet and you never see any works. So some people say I'm a pastor and you never see anyone saved or you don't see souls coming to Christ. These gifts are supernatural or spiritual in nature, okay? When we talk about the utterance, this is prophecy and speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues. Now, I'm going to be very honest with you. I want to say this because all of these are manifestation of gifts. If the Lord has called you to speak in tongues, okay, and you are speaking in tongues, and it says that in the Bible, I'm going to have to find that verse, and no one understands you, is to no avail. Because when you speak in tongues, you are speaking what thus says the Lord, but we have to make sure those around us understand as well. Prophecy is utterance as well, and this is the foretelling of the inspired word of God for the purpose of exhortation, for the purpose of edification, for the purpose of giving what God has given to give to people, to help people for the common good, okay? So we want to make sure that, yes, some people are able to speak in tongues. Some people are able to prophesy, but we have to make sure that God has given us the green light to do so and not just start prophesying or speaking in tongues on our own will. All right? The power, this is another manifestation of gifts. We have faith, healing, and miracles. All right? This is what happens when God gives us these spiritual gifts that we don't have to wrap and open on certain days. We have these gifts. Faith. This is not the faith that is measured to every believer, nor is it saving faith. It's a special faith given by the Spirit to receive miracles or to believe God for miracles. It's that type of faith. Now, in the Bible, and I want to make this clear why God has given this to me. In the Bible, it says, have the faith of a mustard seed. But when God begins to manifest gifts inside of you, it grows large. You know, it's like a tumor. It grows large. When God has given you that gift of prophecy, or given you that gift of pastoralship, or given you that gift of teaching, all right, this is the supernatural faith where you begin to believe in God for miracles. You begin to believe that anything that you ask for in the will of God shall be granted. You've moved up a notch. You don't just have that that faith of a mustard seed. Your faith is huge now, okay? The healing, this is supernatural healing beyond natural means given by the Spirit. Some people have anointed hands. They really do. And you know, Jesus had that in the Bible. Not everyone has anointed hands to manifest healing. I do believe that people's hands, some people are able to heal individuals with a touch by the unction of God, not because of who they are, but I believe that God has given some people those gifts. But the source is God, and God is using them to touch whomever needs healing. I do believe in that. Miracles. This is the supernatural suspension of the natural laws, and this is by the Holy Spirit. Miracles and blessings. Whatever, miracles can fall into many things. We see miracles daily. We see, you know, things that happen and people survive, and we're like, wow, how did that happen? We see miracles. So whatever, you know, in your mind, whatever a miracle is, God is bigger than that miracle, and he can provide miracles in our lives. So that's the manifestation of gifts through power. We talk about revelation. Revelation is words of wisdom, words of knowledge, discerning of spirits, okay? When we talk about words of wisdom, this is a supernatural knowledge applied in a godly or correct way. It's the truth, basically, words of wisdom. And only God can give a revelation. Only God can give individuals the truth to even begin to satisfy a revelation. There is no one who can give a revelation without God giving it to them, because God is the only one who is able to give revelations. When we speak about, let me see, what's the other one that I wrote down? When we speak about words of knowledge, this is facts and information that can only be revealed by God, okay? Facts and information. And when we talk about facts and information or knowledge, that comes from wisdom as well. Being able to interpret correctly what the Bible is saying is a gift of knowledge, being able to interpret it. But once again, we receive that from God. I have 6 minutes. Discerning of spirits, you are able to discern between good spirits and evil spirits, truthful or deceiving, prophetic versus satanic or satanic. Satanic things. So discerning of spirits, you're able to do that. These are all gifts that God give us, and we should try to open these daily, or if we already have these gifts, we need to use them. You know, we don't need to do like we do toys or different things that we receive on Christmas Day and play with them for about 2 weeks or a month, and then, boom, they're either, you know, put away or, you know, they're not even used anymore. So God is saying today, we have physical gifts and spiritual gifts. If you have a spiritual gift, you need to begin to utilize that gift, because there are a lot of perks to obeying God. There is a lot of perks to using your gifts that God has given you. And that's all I wanted to say today, but just make sure that we put Jesus at the center, even when we get ready to eat, even when we get ready to finish opening up all the gifts. Make sure that Jesus is the center of attention. I want to leave you with these three different chapters of the Bible, and when you get time, you can read them. The spiritual gifts can be found in the following passage of Scripture: Romans 12, 6 through 8, 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 11, 28 through 31, and Ephesians 4 and 7 through 13. Once again, I'm going to repeat that. The spiritual gifts can be found in the following passages of Scripture: Romans 12, 6 through 8, 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 11, 28 through 31, Ephesians 4, 7 through 13. Be sure to read those, and once again, be sure to open up not only your physical gifts, but your spiritual gifts. Please be sure to encourage your family and friends to log on to or tap into blogtalkradio.com/FridaLove. Now, I see on here, and you can even follow me, I have a whole bunch of people, a lot of people who indicate they listen to my show or my ministry, and you can leave feedback, you know, you can inbox me. A lot of people are inboxing me, things like that. You can follow, you can just listen. It doesn't matter. The whole point is that I'm being obedient to God, and I thank each and every one of you for listening. I thank all of my bloggers, of course. Okay, but be sure to do that. Encourage your family and friends, blogtalkradio.com/FridaLove, the fashion line, the fashion line, the fashion line is here. Fashionsbylove.com is here. Continue to look at that website. It is coming up. Also, gospel artists, artists, poets, authors, actors, actress, publicists, musicians, writers, community leaders, you can Facebook me at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE or email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you, or I'd love to interview you on this ministry segment. Also, on Friday, we will have my cousin, Miss Ashley, who will come on and let us know about her gifts as far as modeling and doing a little acting. So please be sure to look at my Facebook page, as I will post a picture momentarily. If someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. Till next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.